This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Later today, the White House will officially announce the nation's first national standards to limit carbon pollution from power plants. The new regulations require plants to cut their carbon dioxide emissions by more than a third by the year 2030. From Washington, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on the impact of the new climate plan.
The White House's new clean power plan is creating some pretty clear winners and losers. On the losing side, coal. The coal industry and coal-producing states have already filed lawsuits. Ethan Zindler is an analyst with Bloomberg New Energy Finance. He says there's more to come.
It would not shock me if lawsuits get filed by the end of the day. There's that much violent opposition to this.
Natural gas appears to be losing some ground in the new rules, too. It may be falling out of favor because of concerns that methane leaks out when natural gas is pumped out of the ground, moved, and stored. Rachel Cletus is lead economist at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Methane is a greenhouse gas and is much more potent than CO2.
In a last-minute surprise, the winner in today's new regulations appears to be renewable energy, solar or wind power. The White House wants 30% more renewable energy generation by 2030. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.